You open the door. The room is dark except for a single pillar candle flickering on the bedside table. You received a note from me to meet you here tonight. You look for me again in the dark room and don't see me, but as you turn to leave, you hear my voice. Come inside, close the door, and stand in the middle of the room. You wonder what is going on, but play along. You walk to the middle of the room and will stand, waiting to see what will happen next. The room is unnervingly silent, and you start to feel uncomfortable, as though someone is watching you, your every move, your every breath, and you rub your sweaty palms down the front of your pants. You feel a movement behind you, and you turn around slightly, only to feel a sharp rap on your back. I didn't say you could turn around. Turn back around and stand up straight. You feel the pressure of whatever hit you still pressed against your shoulder, and an unfamiliar sense of control slipping away. But you succumb to the moment, and you turn back around, straightening up. Before you can realize it, a blindfold slips over your eyes, and you feel the heat of my body brush up against you as I reach up to tighten the fabric around your head. My body still pressed up against you, you feel my hot breath on the back of your neck, just inches from your ear. Good boy. Tonight, you will listen to everything I say and do everything I tell you to do. You will do anything to please me, to make me happy. And for being a good boy, I promise you a very, very delicious reward. You are going to be completely under my control. You know that I will make your body feel things you've never imagined, but you have to be a very good boy. Can you do that? You swallow, my voice filling, expanding, exploding in your head, and you stammer as you try to form an answer. You feel a sharp rap again on your shoulder, not painful, but firm. And this time my voice is harder. Already you deny me? All I asked for was a simple answer and you disappoint me. I thought you wanted me to be happy. You must be punished. You feel the pressure of what must be a leather riding crop slide down the middle of your back. I walk around you, the sound of my boots clicking on the floor. You feel the riding crop move around your waist and rest lightly on your crotch. The slight pressure along with a sudden kinky turn to the evening heats the blood in your veins, and you feel your cock start to stiffen. You hope that I don't notice, as you feel yourself start to succumb to the dizzy pleasure of giving me complete control. You feel the riding crop move again, this time under your shirt and against the bare skin around your waistline, the softness of the leather cold against your skin, and you flinch. Strip. I want to see you completely naked. You hesitate, and I can sense it. Again, you disappoint me. What to do with you? You won't even do this tiny little task. You make me so unhappy. The sudden desire to please me takes over you, and you instantly apologize and begin unbuttoning your shirt, your eyes still completely covered. Faster. You rip your shirt open, the remaining two buttons flying off, and you stand in front of me, your chest bare as you fumble with your belt. You suddenly feel my hand on yours. Let me help you, since you're being such a good boy. You feel me slide the zipper of your pants open, and popping the buttons on your jeans, and you gasp as my hand brushes over the bulge of your hardening dick. You feel my boots click again on the floor as I step back. Take your pants off. I want to see your cock. My words spur you on and you feel your cock stiffen fully. You hook your hands into your underwear waistband and pull both your jeans and your jocks down your legs. You step out of them as you blindly kick them aside. Very, very good boy. With a very, very hard cock. You feel the cold leather touch the side of your right shoulder, and you shiver as I slowly slide it over your bare chest, lightly flicking over your right nipple, before continuing to slide down to your waist. You hold your breath as I pause for a second, before sliding the soft, cold leather lightly over your balls and along the length of your long, thick, hard cock. You feel my body press close against yours again and my hot breath again on your neck. I want to watch you jack off. Your head turns slightly in the direction of my footsteps and you open your mouth to say something. No? You dare deny me? I bring the crop down hard against the skin of your back. The sharp sting travels through your body, the sensation overpowering, intense, and you find yourself unable to disobey me any longer. You tentatively reach out for your cock. Your hand grasps firmly around the thick, hard shaft, and you instinctively slide your hand up and down the length of your dick. Good boy. It makes me so happy to see you standing there with your cock in your hand, baby. Show me. Show me how you jack off on those nights you sit with your headphones on, my voice in your ear whispering dark, dirty, naughty, kinky little fantasies. Just like in those photos you sent me of your hand wrapped around your dick. Show me how you stroke that delicious thick cock of yours while you imagine fucking my tight, tiny little pussy. You groan, my words washing over you, and you tighten your grip on your cock, your strokes fast and erratic as your mind tries to cope with the erotic sensation of seeing nothing but complete darkness. The pleasure of your fist sliding up and down your hard cock, and the knowledge that I'm watching every single move. That every action, every stroke, every moan is for my pleasure alone. Good boy. Now slow down. I want to see your hand slide all the way to the tip before sliding all the way down to your balls. Long, slow strokes. You groan but obey, your hand sliding down and beginning a steady rhythm of long strokes of your cock. You feel a drop of pre-cum gather at the tip of your cock, and out of habit, you run your hand over the tip, rubbing the wetness over the side of your shaft. The righty crop comes down hard on your back, my hips press against you from behind, and my voice dangerously close to your ear, my breath making you shiver. Did I tell you to rub the pre-cum over your cock? You are a very bad boy. Now what am I going to lick off your cock? You better make it up to me, baby. I want your cock dripping with your juices. You feel my hand reach down around you and softly wrap around your fist holding your hand. I slowly start to guide your hand back up and down your cock. You groan as I guide you into a fast, firm stroke all the way up and down your rock-hard, thick shaft. With my hips still pressed against you, then you feel the heat of my crotch, and you wish you could turn around and slide your cock deep into my tight little pussy. The thought making you groan, and you feel a torrent of pre-cum drip out of your cock. Wondering what to do, you suddenly stop, scared of my response should you make the mistake of rubbing it onto your cock again. You do learn fast, and you make me so happy. And just for that, I'm going to give you a little reward. You feel me pull away from you and your hand twitches on your shaft, itching to continue your strokes. Suddenly, you hear me maneuver in front of you and my hand pulling yours away from your cock. And all of a sudden, you feel a warm, wet sensation on your index finger and you realize I'm sucking on it. You taste so good, baby. The sound of my mouth sucking your finger tortures you. And you buck softly, trying to find my mouth in the darkness. Patience, my sweet. I told you I was going to reward you. And before you can imagine, you feel a warm, wet tightness of my lips engulf you as I slide my mouth totally and completely over your rock-hard, thick, throbbing cock. You groan, and I hold you in my mouth as you unconsciously buck your hips, pushing your cock deeper into my throat. In the darkness, the sensation of your cock pressing against the softness of the back of my throat is exquisite. You can't help but fumble to hold my head in your hands. You try to fuck your cock further into my mouth. I slowly pull my hips off your cock, sliding up the shaft in a long, wet suck. Your cock popping out of my mouth. You whimper with disappointment as you thrust forward with your hips, hoping to push yourself back into my mouth and finding nothing but air. You thrust a few more times, your frustration building, and then you feel the riding crop come down hard against your chest. I did say just a little reward, baby. But since you seem to like it so much, I might give you a little bit more of a taste. You feel my hot little hand wrap around your cock again, and you moan almost with relief as my fist starts to move up and down the shaft. Suddenly, the exquisite wetness of my mouth folds over you again. And your knees buckle at the sensation of my lips sucking hard against your cock. In the total darkness, your senses seem assaulted by the feeling of my warm, wet mouth sliding up and down the length of your cock. You like that? And all you're aware of is the beginning of an intense orgasm starting to build in your body. Oh yeah, my sweet, sexy boy. So good. Wanted to make me happy. I had to reward you. You like that, baby? Your cock in my mouth. My warm, wet lips wrapped around you. Oh, yeah. I feel the cum in your balls, baby. Let me lick them and feel how much cum is in them. My balls are full of hot white cheese. I bet you'd love to shoot my mouth, wouldn't you, baby? While I'm sucking on your hard, thick cock, I wish you could just arch and buck and shoot your juices into me. My voice permeates the darkness and pushes you further to the edge. Suddenly, my lips lock on the rim of your cock, and I begin a fast, frantic rhythm, stroking the most sensitive part of your cock. My tongue diving into your cock. It's sucking hard. You feel the cum travel from your balls, and you moan and grunt and arch, pushing your cock all the way to my mouth, and you cum, shooting cum shot after cum shot. Feeling my throat squeeze on you as you shoot. your body racking with tremors from sudden orgasm. You feel my lips lick you clean. So good. As you catch your breath, the sound of my heels indicate me standing up. Suddenly you feel two sharp raps on your chest and you flinch with the intense sting. And then suddenly two more short, sharp raps against your back and you arch, hissing at the sudden assault. Bad, bad, bad boy. Did I tell you to come? How dare you come when I was saving it for my pussy? You are so naughty. Bad, bad, bad boy. You flinch as every strike hits home and you suddenly sense a feeling of guilt. And you hear my footsteps move behind you and then stop. Take off your blindfold. The order surprises you and you hesitate. I said, take it off. You obviously can't obey the rules of the game. You dare to go against me, forgetting my pleasure when you promised you'd do anything to please me. Now I'll give you one more chance, but you might as well take off the blindfold and turn around. You slowly untie the blindfold and throw it onto the floor before turning around. You gasp as you see me in full leather gear, my body wrapped in a corset. My legs ensconced in black silk fishnets. My knee-high 6-inch fuck-me boots. My hands on my hips. My right hand holding onto the leather riding crop. And you feel a slight stirring in your cock. You look me in the eyes and say, what can I do to make you happy? I look back at you and utter 3 short words. Make me come. You stride towards me and push me backward until we reach the end of the aged leather couch and you push me down onto the edge and spread my legs out wide. You see that while I'm wearing fishnet stockings, my pussy is still bare underneath. You slide 2 fingers and push up against my crotch, the heat of my pussy emanating out and a small wet patch already forming as you kiss up against the inside of my right thigh. Oh, baby, yes, yes, yes. That feels good. Good boy. As your lips near my pussy, you skip over and start kissing down my other leg, your fingers still applying pressure to my crotch. My hips begin to grind against you. I grab your head and push you towards my crotch. Push your tongue against me. Your chin grazing against my clit. Oh, yeah. My urgency inflames you. And you stick your finger in a hole in the stockings near my pussy. And you rip a large hole, exposing my hard, throbbing clit and my dripping, pulsing pussy. You stick out your tongue and in one thrust slide it deep into me. Oh, yes. Yes, God, make me come like you promised. Your tongue starts to fuck my cunt slowly, and I lift my hips off the couch, needing to feel more. I needed to be pushed off the edge. Oh, I love the way you fuck my pussy with your tongue. I reach down with a riding crop and push it against my clit and start to rub it hard. Oh, with a cold leather end. Oh, yes, fuck my pussy with your tongue. Good, naughty little boy. Oh, I rub my clit harder and harder with the riding crop and feel the orgasm fire start to ignite in my stomach. Oh, you push the riding crop out of the way and start to suck on my clit. As you plunge 2 thick fingers into my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Your fingers are so thick. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck me with your fingers inside my clit. Oh, what a good, good boy. You suck hard on my clit. Plunge your hand deeper and deeper. Oh, Oh, I was so close. Oh, when I come. Oh, and at my words, she suddenly pulled away completely and grabbed the riding crop, flipped me hard onto my stomach, and whipped me hard against my ass. My orgasm freezes in its tracks, and I groan as the stinging pain, both intense and humiliating. I turn and plead with you above my eyes, and you say, "You bad, bad girl, I think you've had enough play pretending you're my dumb and me your sub, but it's time to go back to the way things are." Another strike on my ass, and I arch my back, not daring to moan. You come up behind me, bending me over and whispering into my ear, "Now what are you going to do to make it up to me, naughty, dirty little slut?" I know what you want, and I bend over on the couch, my arms against the headrest and my ass high, my legs still wrapped in the fishnets, spread wide, my dripping pussy open for you. I feel you come up behind me, your presence awesome as you take back control, and you place one hand on my head, and your other hand still holding the riding crop, and in one forceful thrust, you slam your rock-hard cock into my pussy. My pussy stretches to take your thick, hard cock. And pulsing, I try to get used to your thick, massive size. And I adjust, trying to accommodate you, wanting to make your cock feel as good as possible. And you moan as you feel my pussy squeeze on you so tight. Your eyes roll briefly into your head as you feel my hips grind against you as I adjust to my position. You bend over and whisper again into my ear, "I want to hear you say it." And I obey. "Fuck me, sir. I want you to make me yours. My pussy belongs to you and only you. Now fuck me and come inside me." You sigh, and still holding my head in your hands, you start to fuck me hard with long, hard, wet, full-length strokes in and out of my pussy. My body moving with every thrust as you piston in and out of me with your massive cock. My fucking God. I push back, needing it deeper. You grab both my hips in your hands and you pull me hard against you. Your cock burying where no other cock has gone before in my tight little pussy. Oh, baby, yes. You're so such a naughty girl. Fuck, make me yours. I bring my legs closer together, my pussy squeezing even tighter on your cock, and you groan. You start to fuck me with a short, fast strokes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you reach under me with a riding crop and rub it around my nipples. Your balls slap against my ass as you fuck me hard. Suddenly you do something you've never done before and you slightly start whipping my nipples. The feeling is so intense. Oh, God. Oh, God. You reach under me and start to rub my clit. The extra stimulation making my pussy squeeze you even tighter, and you groan. You groan, telling me to come. Telling me, you dirty little slut, to come on your cock. So close. And try to hold off as your strokes come deeper and faster. Suddenly you strike me hard. My ass. I told you to come. You strike me again. And I let go. I'm coming. God. Oh, God. You whip me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Your cock feels so good in my pussy. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. My body limp. You flip me over and start to pound your cock into me watching my breath bounce with every stroke, and I reach down to stroke your balls. Come for me, Michael. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Shoot your hot white jizz all over my breast now. Come for me now. Come into your little dirty little slut. Your face contorts as you arch into me. And I feel your cock start to shoot as you come hard. You pull out and you second and third hot cum shots cover my breast with ribbons of cum as you tremble and grunt, knowing nothing but the orgasm racking through your body. And you softly buck as you softly buck into your fist, the remaining cum dripping out onto me as you watch me rub your hot white cum all over my skin and suck it off my fingers. And you fall, your head resting on my pussy. And you say, so what shall we play?